You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. And the clock is indeed ticking on Joe Louis Arena. The Red Wings' final season at the Joe is down to just a handful of games, and next season we'll find them on the ice in the $600 million Little Caesars Arena. Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley has a question. What will Detroit then do to honor the memory of Joe Louis? Rochelle, why is it so important to keep that name of Joe Louis front and center in Detroit?
Well, I've been on this campaign for several years now to make black history not just black history. You know, we're one America.
Something that happens in February.
Exactly. We're one America, one history. And there's all these amazing things that people should know. The Joe Louis Max Schmeling fight wasn't just a fight. It was like this epic battle for the idea of freedom. You know, this this was something that almost every black American with a radio was listening to, because it was like, this is an affirmation for us. All of these Americans, we have to beat the German. You know, we.
Yeah.
Anything that provides a sense of unity, and Joe Louis represented that, I don't want that to be lost. You know, there are so few people that are honored that way in the state of Michigan. And it's not great everywhere, but there are other states that do a little better job with their history. You know, we want our kids and our grandkids and our great-great-great-grandkids to know Rosa Parks and to know Joe Louis and to know why they should know those things. So for me, it was one of the first things I thought about. I'm not a hockey fan, as I've told you. Yeah. Like the skating back and forth, don't like the fighting and the scoring. But I said, they're going to tear down that building. What's going to happen to his name?
Because basically there's the statue as you go into the Cobo Convention Center, and then there's the fist. And that thing really has divided people.
I had this conversation with Mayor Mike Duggan, who, by the way, has pledged, has declared that we will do something to honor Joe Louis when that's torn down, and something in a big way. And there are things. The fist, you know, it's supposed to represent Joe Louis, but that's not something you know from looking at that fist. I hate that fist. That fist represents a lot of things that the artist didn't intend. So I am a huge fan of art and artistic expression, and whatever it says they mean, that's what it means. But I don't know any kid who's going to look over at that and understand the story of Joe Louis and Max Schmeling.
And understand the ties that Joe Louis has to Southeast Michigan, to Detroit in particular.
Absolutely.
Just give us a sense of what we may have forgotten beyond the Max Schmeling fight.
Well, here's the thing. Joe Louis was iconic. I mean, not only was he remains the longest reigning boxing champion in history. Until somebody surpasses his record, he still has that. But he also played golf, and he helped to integrate the PGA because they wanted him to play the celebrity tournament. And they said, well, you know, it's for pros, and he's an amateur. He's a boxer, not a golfer. And they said, well, let him do it anyway. Do an exception. Then they said, oh, but by the way, he's black. And they fought, and they won. And that led to the integration of the Tiger Woods, you know, I mean, literally. And also, there was just this great sense of what it meant to be a champion. This is a city of champions. And if we don't honor their names, we'll forget their names. This guy was from Alabama, and he moved here, like so many African Americans moved here, and made Detroit his, and Detroit made him theirs. And we have to make sure we don't lose those things.
Well, you kind of fired an opening salvo with an initial column, and you asked people for ideas. So what are some of the ideas that jump out at you that poured in?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I want to thank if any of your listeners, and since you have so many, I know some of you are some who sent in ideas. Thank you, because it let me know that I wasn't the only one feeling that way. The ideas were as varied as the people sending them in. For instance, one of my favorites was the guy who wanted to take the statue that exists inside Cobo, that if you don't go to Cobo for things, you don't see it, and move it out to the riverfront and have Joe Louis overlooking the river in a peace garden. Boxing is such a violent sport, you know, peace garden with his story, someplace where you walk out there and you can actually read about what happened. And another one was this amazing older guy who listened to fights on the radio, wanted to have a museum of champions and have a big wing for Joe Louis, but have some of these other people who mean so much to our history, to Detroit history, but who would be lost if we don't do it.
That would cost money.
That's big money.
The Peace Garden and moving that statue could be done pretty economically.
We could do that next week. There's green space.
Yeah, there is. And didn't somebody suggest perhaps changing the name of Hart Plaza?
Yes, and I like that one too. They said put a statue. They didn't suggest moving the one in Cobo because they don't mind having two. They said put a giant statue of Joe Louis right at Hart Plaza and rename that Joe Louis Plaza.
And you say you have talked to Mayor Duggan?
I talked to Mayor Duggan. Well, anytime somebody says, let's do something, number one is I start looking at what it costs. Because, for instance, there's one group that oversees golfing at Palmer Park. They take kids there to learn how to play. And because of his ties to golfing, they want to take that and make it the Joe Lewis Golf Course at Palmer Park. There's nothing wrong with that, except I had the same concern that I had about the hockey arena. Joe Lewis wasn't really a golfer. He just did that. And he wasn't a hockey player, which was great to have that downtown thing.
Right.
And, you know, and they did more than play hockey at Joe Lewis. But,
yeah.
You know, the Joe was hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to have his own thing. Mm-hmm. So the things that will honor him as Joe Lewis sort of rose to the top of the list for me. But I didn't, you know, stick my stamp on him. The mayor just said, as you get these ideas, hold on to all of them and give them to me. We want to study every one of them. That meant the world, because that means, number one, he's serious. And he said, we are going to do something. Because, you know, that arena, we lost it in bankruptcy. Well, I should not say we lost it in bankruptcy. It went to a creditor.
Right.
They will have a certain period of time to turn it into something. And if they don't, it reverts back to the city. Now, we're not going to keep Joe Lewis Arena. The mayor already said it's going to become something. It'll probably be residences. And I don't want it to be the Joe Lewis home for people who are funky. but I think that if that's what's happening there, there ought to be something just as big as Joe Lewis Arena was to continue to honor that name and that history.
So he's got his eye on it, and you've got your eye on him.
Exactly.
To follow up on that. I was intrigued in your follow-up column, you mentioned, or story, you mentioned you heard from Joe Lewis's son-in-law.
One of the best letters I ever got. And so as I was reading it, I'm like, oh, well, this is a nice guy, and oh, wait a minute.
George Joseph. Right?
This is not just, you know, another idea or another guy. He's married to Joe Lewis's daughter. They have met with folks, you know, with the Illich organization, Illich mm-hmm. Holdings and Olympia, because they were talking about trying to maintain some sense of Joe Lewis in the hockey arena, but that continues the hockey theme.
Yeah.
But he made some really important points. He said, Joe Lewis is the only athlete in America who has an arena named for him. There's no Jack Dempsey Arena. There's no Muhammad Ali Arena. There's no Michael Jordan Arena. Mm-hmm. And Michael Jordan could have an arena. But there is a Joe Lewis Arena. And he said that he wants to make sure that the significance of Joe Lewis remains for an entire generation of parents, grandparents, and downtrodden of those. There's no one in today's sports who would inspire the hope and dignity that Detroit's Brown Bomber did for so many outside of Detroit. So George Joseph, he also gave me the funniest line for the column. He said he's been with his wife for 37 years and his official fight record at home is 0-37.
Well, I'm sure getting that imprimatur was from the family was terrific, but so was the response from the public. So you know this is something that is bubbling. It isn't there yet, so the soup isn't cooked yet, but it's bubbling.
I will be following this until that name or that face or that statue or that iconic stance is somewhere where kids will learn who he is, not just that he was a boxer, but what he meant to history and what he meant to Detroit.
Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.